see what comes next.
BBC Sussex with Neil Pringle.
8 minutes past seven, our top story on breakfast. A pro-life campaigner from Sussex who displayed 7-foot-wide pictures of aborted foetuses outside an abortion clinic in Brighton has been found not guilty of public order offences. 37-year-old Andy Stevenson from Worthing was arrested after demonstrating outside Whiston's clinic last June, and the trial against him was brought to a premature end yesterday after the judge concluded there was insufficient evidence to proceed. District Judge Nichols said he'd give the full written judgment later today, so we'll wait for that. But our reporter John Hunt met some of the protesters after the verdict yesterday.
So you do not have to say anything, but
you want to take it down.
Sussex police officers seizing one of the graphic banners from the protesters in June last year. They claimed it was so offensive, it was in breach of the Public Order Act. But today the protesters are celebrating after a judge threw out the case against them.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it, but I'm asking you not to.
The prosecution began when the large banners of aborted fetuses were displayed outside a Brighton abortion clinic.
And I personally, that's why I asked you to speak, even I personally find it quite distressing.
The images are of 7- and 10-week-old fetuses, images that are unquestionably distressing to look at.
This is the image that they put on a banner that's 7-foot wide.
That's awful. That's absolutely awful. That shouldn't be on banners when people are driving by. That shouldn't be put in people's faces.
Why not?
Fine for
it's just it's graphic. It's disgusting.
I think if people who really, really want to know what's going on, they can find out themselves. It's not a bit thrust upon them.
I think there are other ways to put their point across without being quite so graphic.
Pro-choice campaigners say they're disappointed with the verdict.
Our concern is that this not guilty verdict effectively sends a green light to organisations like this to continue their campaign of intimidating women, intimidating clinic staff and intimidating people trying to provide and access legal medical procedures in this country.
Speaking to Sussex Police about the prosecution, they say they never sought to stop the protests outside the Whiston's clinic and they were acting upon complaints from the public. And in spite of the verdict, they say they're satisfied that the prosecution process was correctly followed. We asked them whether or not they intend to train officers on the finer points of the Public Order Pact. And they say the training is a dynamic process and the perception of what is insulting or abusive, which is the key to what needs to be proved in court, is very subjective. Well, let's talk to Andy Stevenson now, the pro-life campaigner who was in court yesterday. Hello, Andy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Not at all. First of all, let's get your reaction to whether or not it was right to bring this case at all.
Well, you've got to bring into question the police's action here when what we were doing was entirely lawful, and it seems a complete waste of police resources to have been arresting us, you know, three times now.
You say it was lawful. Clearly, the police and the Crown Prosecution Service thought there was a case to answer, otherwise they wouldn't have brought it to court. I think it's obviously the key to this is whether or not the Public Order Act was actually breached or not.
Certainly, and it's that your report earlier said that there wasn't enough evidence to convict us, which is really misrepresenting what happened. The judge said that we were not guilty for showing these pictures. We don't deny that these pictures will cause some people distress. These facts weren't in dispute, but what was clear that our defence team made very clear is that there can be nothing abusive or insulting about a biological picture.
Right, that's the test, isn't it? The test was whether or not it was insulting or abusive, and you're right, and clearly the judge saw it that way, and we'll hear more about the judge's decision today, but it's difficult to actually say that these were insulting or abusive. They were clearly offensive, though, weren't they?
Well, the police have been going, the Public Order Act, and more people need to be aware of this, that the Public Order Act is a two-part test, and for the second part to be satisfied, which is people being caused alarm, harassment and distress, they must first complete the first part of the test, that what they're they are distressed or offended by is abusive, threatening, or insulting.
Okay, so let's leave law just to one side for a second, Andy, and say if what you were doing was inside the law, morally, is it right to actually have such graphic images outside an abortion clinic where vulnerable women will be attending?
Well, we agree these women are vulnerable, and one of the most revealing statements came from the Crown Prosecution's own witnesses, who was a man who complained that our picture of a 10 or 11-week-old baby was actually a six-month-old baby, and that they received no counselling from BPAS that would lead them to that same kind of information. This made our case for us standing outside the abortion clinic.
Why? Because you think people need to see the image?
Because people are unaware of who the baby is and what BPAS would do to their unborn child. And we're not protesting, we're not trying, and Frady went on there saying we were trying to debate people, we're, you know, protesters. All we are doing is standing there with factual pictures of what abortion does. Some of your comments from members of the public earlier, to whether, you know, this is disgusting, it was absolutely awful, but all we are doing is showing what BPAS is doing.
We know what abortion is. We understand what abortion is without having to see such graphic detail publicly. And people will wrestle with their consciences and will make up their own minds. They are free to do that. It is within the law.
It is within the law. And I believe that people do know there is something wrong with abortion. They just don't know what is wrong with abortion. And BPAS certainly aren't giving them that information. So what we're doing is really consumer protection work outside.
What you're really doing is just upsetting vulnerable people who will just come back another day when you're not there.
Well, we think they are vulnerable, but they're vulnerable to the deception that is obviously being exercised here when people are misled to think that what is inside of them isn't really a baby. And abortion isn't really an act of violence that will kill that baby. We stand there very peacefully. We don't shout at anybody. We don't call people murderers. All we do is present the information. And if abortion is such a socially responsible act, why the pictures of it make people so angry?
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Andy Stevenson there. We'll obviously report what happens to the judge's comments on the fine line of the law. But we wonder whether or not you thought, never mind the law, is it right to display pictures of aborted fetuses outside an abortion clinic? What do you think? 08459 570057. Just got 7:15. This is BBC Sussex. Joe Rickard has that.